The relationship between parent and child diet quality is the subject of a study published in the Journal of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. Research from UD faculty indicates children don't seem to be meeting dietary recommendations. They looked at what's happening at home as a possible reason why.
So I think oftentimes when we do anything thinking about a child's nutrition, we always need to be including the parent. So specifically, we see this with younger children. Now, I will say that's a little bit different as we get to older children who are making their own dietary choices. But I think where that really comes from is the child is in the home environment, and typically it's the caregiver who's purchasing the food that's coming into that environment.
Shannon Robson is an assistant professor in UD's Department of Behavioral Health and Nutrition and one of the study's authors. She's also a dietitian and says conversations about child nutrition tend to miss the role parents play.
You know, if you look into the home environment, yes, can we, you know, help parents in thinking about, well, how do they create a healthy home environment that would have these foods for kids? But then they go to school, they may go to daycare, they're in other settings as well, that we need to constantly be thinking about, well, what types of foods are they being offered and what foods are available to them.
And there's a fair amount of research to back that up in the age group they looked at, children ages 6 through 12.
What they are really doing is they're depending upon their parents, essentially, to make the choices in terms of what foods are being offered to them.
Robson says overall, this is a reminder to think about how policies, both societal and environmental, can be changed to influence diet choices made by families. Katie Pikus, Delaware Public Media.